Hello, friends. Here we are again. And we have ended Esoteric Astrology Adventure number 122, and we're beginning with 123. We've been going through some very interesting material in which seven constellations are concerned with crisis for the mass of human beings and crisis for the individual disciple have been listed. And these are Cancer individualization, Aries orientation or reorientation, Virgo, excuse me, I should have put it that. That is Capricorn expansion. Expansion, I've sometimes been saying initiation. And the quality Gemini, renunciation, and then Scorpio conflict, the battle, the crisis of the battlefield, and Virgo, then the crisis of the birthplace, and then finally the crisis of the burning ground leading to liberation. Yeah, here they are. Individualization, reversal, expansion, crucifixion, conflict, initiation, liberation. The name of the crisis tells much, and then the quality involved tells still more. Those qualities, I didn't always list them in every statement: individualization, reversal, expansion, crucifixion, conflict, initiation. That's where that is found, under Virgo, and liberation, the crisis of the burning ground. We have also, excuse me, dealt with, starting to deal with three triangles, which have 9 points, but two of them are repeated, Capricorn and Virgo, and they have to do with great life cycles, the cycle from beginning of individualization to liberation, the cycle from the intellectual phase into the accepted discipleship phase, that's the second triangle, and the cycle which leads from accepted discipleship into the higher initiations. And different ones of the crises repeat themselves as correspondences in various stages. We're also given 8 constellations, which include 3 of the ones which are in the crisis list of 7. And they are concerned more, let's see here, with the stage of selfhood to that of the self-initiated and perfected soul. Basically, we've dealt with 5 cycles. And of those 5, 2 are quite similar, although in a way, what's said to be number 3 here, I wonder if it really shouldn't be number 2. I have to look at the book. 7 constellations, let's just see. Maybe looking at the book will be a little more helpful. I think I'm a bit too far. Uh-huh. 7 constellations which bring the man from the stage of individualization to the path of discipleship. And, you know, I had said that these were a repeat of the earlier ones mentioned, but they are not Really. I see here that the seven constellations listed are not in the same order. So they bring the man from the stage of individualization to the path of discipleship, and eight, which bring the disciple from the stage of selfhood to that of self-initiated, perfected soul. I guess there are no real repetitions here. The seven constellations here found were given in a different order when the crises were listed. They were given Cancer, Aries, Capricorn for expansion, then Gemini for renunciation, then Scorpio, then Virgo, and then Leo. And then of those three, Capricorn, Virgo, and Leo, the last three were added to the previous signs, which were, again, given in different orders, Sagittarius, Libra, Taurus, Pisces, and Aquarius. And they enabled the disciple to escape out of the human kingdom into the kingdom of souls. I think that's important. So it is for the transition into the fifth kingdom of nature. Okay. So let's see. I think it's quite interesting here that there are five constellations, Sagittarius, Libra, Taurus, and Pisces, and Aquarius, that enable the disciple to escape out of the human kingdom into the kingdom of souls. And we can ask ourselves here whether this escape occurs at the fourth initiation. Because in a way, we do enter the kingdom of souls even at the first initiation, enter somewhat, and are confirmed within it in the third degree, but have not escaped. And we need not be a member of the human kingdom per se, no longer at the fourth initiation. In a way, we still are, because even the master is a man, and therefore a member of the human kingdom, but also a member of the kingdom of souls. So seven of the constellations, given in different order from when they were first given in terms of the crises, and I've enumerated that, which bring the man from the stage of individualization to the path of discipleship. Now, the way it was discussed before is that these seven, in a different order, brought the man from the stage of individualization all the way to the stage of a Christ or a Buddha. And then eight of the constellations bring the man from the stage of the disciple, from the stage of selfhood in Leo, I would say, to that of the self-initiated or perfected soul. And I've listed the order that I propose these to occur in and what the eight signs are. And they do include Capricorn, Virgo, and Leo, as the signs which were part of the crisis series, and the other five which provided escape from the fourth kingdom into the kingdom of souls are also listed. And we're trying to work these things out for ourselves. We are here then, I guess maybe I didn't put down 123. I thought I did indeed. Well, it may be that I didn't mark down the ending of 122E, perhaps, but in any case, we are at the point where, if we are earnest, we can work out these triangles for ourselves. And here, this last series listed in blue has to do with 8 constellations, 3 from the Crisis series and the 5 others, Libra, Taurus, Sagittarius, Aquarius, Pisces, which help with the change of kingdoms, and which, well, actually take us from the stage, the 5 help with the change of kingdoms, and the 8 take us from the disciple, from the stage of selfhood to that of the self-initiated perfected soul. All right, well, Mercury is still retrograde, so maybe I have some kind of excuse here. We can work these out for ourselves, he says. I think with what I've said, at least some ideas will come through. I would also point out that I have, again, necessarily, only depicted the 3 triangles in a certain order, with the lower points expressing energy of certain constellations, and they are, let's look at this again, they are Leo for the conclusion, well, Capricorn in this case, for the end of the first great cycle, Virgo for one of the middling cycles, and Leo again for the conclusion that takes the accepted disciple to the stage of the high initiate. At least Cancer and Leo in these 3 triangles are the beginning and the ending point, just as they are in the set of 7 constellations which span the entire evolutionary process. And there are also the 7 constellations which take a man from individualization to discipleship, and they also begin with Cancer and end with Leo. There are a lot of lists here, and I suppose if I had a nice 7th ray about me, I would organize these in a way that could be easily studied. But I'm going to leave that to someone who does have more 7th ray than I do, and proceed ahead. We've only depicted 3 triangles in a certain order, with the lower points expressing the energy of certain constellations. In this form, they depict the final outcome and the final results of a particular group of 3 crises. Now, I wonder if the crises involved... See, we had 3 cycles, but now he's talking about 3 crises. Now, he speaks of 3 crises and not 3 cycles. So we will have to be careful here. There is a series, there is a crisis which ends with Leo. It is the crisis of the burning ground. There is a crisis that ends with Virgo. It's the crisis of the birthplace. There is a crisis that ends with Capricorn. It's the crisis of initiation or expansion. Is this what he's talking about? Let us see. It must be remembered that only through much repetition and frequent focused effort are these results attained. A crisis is brought about by a certain habit of mind developed in the vehicle. It is surmounted in time only by a certain habit and rhythm of the spiritual content of a man's life. So we are imposing a greater pattern, let's just say, to surmount a crisis, we impose a greater pattern upon a lesser one. It is the establishing of a certain objective rhythm which produces a crisis. Well, it may have to be broken. That rhythm may have to be broken. Objective rhythm is the word. The word objective is the key here. It is the establishment of a certain objective rhythm which produces a crisis. It is the emergence of a particular subjective rhythm which enables a man to surmount the crisis and to capitalize upon the opportunity. Please bear this in mind. So we are not told which particular crises these triangles refer to. They certainly could be considered as referring to cycles. Cycles 1 is the great evolutionary cycle. Cycle 2 is from the man of intellect to the accepted disciple, cycle three, from the accepted disciple to the high initiatory state. And let's just confirm that. There's so much text and so much writing in between. The evolutionary cycle, cycle one, from individualization to liberation. From the stage of a primitive man to emergence on the world stage as a Christ or a Buddha. The cycle of aspiration takes us to the stage of accepted discipleship. Intelligent, integrated man, probationer, accepted disciple. So let's just say, we can say like so. Get rid of these extra numbers, that this crisis or cycle, it's a cycle, begins with the intelligent, integrated man moves onto the path of probation and ends with the path of accepted discipleship. Okay, so, and this should be a two, I believe. All right, I don't like the way, this should be a two. Maybe that's the way we'll do it. I get my numbers a little bit confused. And then we go into the cycle of initiation. Yes, number three, the cycle of initiation. So these triangles pertain to those cycles. And interesting enough, the large cycle one ends with Capricorn, apparently. The first cycle to accepted discipleship, maybe Virgo has much to do with that, and the final cycle to a great liberation in the higher initiations ends with Leo. We have a number of different spans being presented, and maybe some good person will list the five or even the six that we have here, because we have the, well, what do we have in summary? We have a seven crises. And we have five, with seven constellations, and we have five constellations which rule the transition from the human kingdom to the kingdom of souls. We have three major cycles which correspond to the, from individualization to the Christ of the Buddha. That's the crisis of evolution. Then we have the crisis of aspiration, from intellectual man to the accepted disciple. Then we have the crisis of initiation, from the accepted disciple to the high initiate. Then we've also arranged the seven crisis constellations in a different order, taking us all the way from individualization to the path of discipleship. This path begins with Leo, because true discipleship is indicated at the first initiation. Then we have another eight constellations, which are including three of the crisis constellations and the other five, which are the constellations transferring a man from the stage of the fourth kingdom to the fifth. And these take the man from the stage of selfhood, discipleship which still includes selfhood, to the initiated and perfected soul, which presumably can say in Leo, I am that and that I am. They can also say that in Pisces, where the Ahamkaric principle in the third decanate is completely dissolved. And we're ready for a new cycle. Well, we review what may not have been entirely clear. So the lower points are expressing the energy of certain constellations, and those lower points are, respectively, cycle 1, Capricorn, cycle 2, Virgo, cycle 3, Leo. In this form, they depict the final outcome and the final results of a particular group of three crises. Well, there's certainly three cycles, and the question is whether these triangles should also refer to crises as well as cycles. Should the three triangles refer to crises as well as to cycles? It must be remembered that only through much repetition and frequent focused effort are these results attained. A crisis is brought about by a certain habit of mind developed in the vehicle. It is surmounted in time only by a certain habit and rhythm. Notice the word surmounted. It implies Capricorn and a kind of an initiatory achievement. In time only by a certain habit and rhythm of the spiritual content of a man's nature. So it is the establishing of a certain objective rhythm which produces a crisis. Well, the crisis is produced when there is pressure to outgrow the objective rhythm. It is the emergence of a particular subjective rhythm which enables a man to surmount the crisis and capitalize upon the opportunity. Crisis and Saturn, the planet of opportunity, please bear this in mind. Well, he said it would be an abstruse area, but I think we can clarify it simply by listing the planets concerned. DK gives us lists of various constellations, it is, rather than planets, constellations, which are involved in different processes. I think Starling Hunter is working on a book, or maybe has finished it, in which a lot of these triangles will be listed, and so I'm sure he's done it in a much more orderly way than I have. Mine is an ongoing, spontaneous commentary. These seven crises can also be related to the seven centers in the vital or etheric body, and, well, do we know how that is to be done? That would be something we could at some point attempt to do. We have Cancer, Aries, Capricorn, Gemini, Scorpio, Virgo, and Leo. Well, this would be an interesting exercise. It may well be that I suppose we can begin with certain of the lower possibilities. Of all these, it seems that Gemini could be the heart center, that Scorpio, this is just a guess, could be the solar plexus, that Leo could be the crown. Capricorn, possibly the Ajna Center, because it's associated with the fifth ray and the third initiation. Capricorn, the Ajna, possibly. It's difficult to say with Gemini and with Virgo. Looks like we have throat and heart, heart and throat. Individualization is the anchoring. There's a reorientation here. I don't think it's Aries. Maybe Cancer, the base of spine center, and Aries. The sacral center? Maybe not. When it comes to Gemini, it could be the heart center, or reasonably the throat, or the throat center. And Virgo could be the heart center here. Maybe there's reason to leave Gemini as the heart center because it is connected with the crucifixion and with the heart center. Virgo is connected with the birth. I wonder. And Aries with reorientation. There are different ways of doing this, but at the first initiation, Virgo at initiation one involves the sacral center, but also the heart center, which is stimulated. Scorpio, I think the battle in the solar plexus is pretty strong. The solar plexus center of Scorpio seems reasonable. Maybe we'll erase Aries as the sacral center here. It is about reorientation. We have to find a place for Aries. We have Gemini could be the Aries could be the Agnes. No, we have the Agnes center here. We have the crown. We have a possible sacral center in Virgo. We have a base of the spine. Solar plexus in Scorpio. So Gemini cannot be both the Agnes center and the throat center. Well, ponder on this. Find a place for Aries. In a way, it could also be the directing Ajna center. It makes some sense. Scorpio seems a good place for the solar plexus. The heart center, Gemini, what about the throat center? I'm not sure that Aries is proper for that. So maybe we will have to talk about a reorientation from the lower centers to the higher centers. Let's ask here, can Aries be involved? Cancer is the foundation. Can Virgo be involved in the heart center? Because more of the second ray comes through Virgo at any time, and there is the birth of the Christ in the heart, but also there's also the sacral to throat issue. I think I shouldn't try to do this on the fly. It seems like Cancer is the beginning. We don't live unless we have the base of the spine, and one is crowned in Leo, and the third initiation is the Ajna. The great renunciation takes place through Gemini, and crucifixion, the heart center is involved. Not the throat center. Throat center improbable. But, of course, Mercury, as the ruler of Gemini, is related to the throat center. Yes, I think, finally, in the last analysis, we may have to look at Aries more for the turning of the energies upward, starting with the sacral center. Because Mars does rule the sacral center as well as Uranus. Can Aries be involved in the sacral center? Because Mars rules the sacral center as well as Uranus. So then Virgo would be either the throat center or the heart center, and Gemini would be either the throat center or the heart center. They both are mercurial. Gemini is definitely connected with the heart, but so is Virgo from a certain respect, and Gemini certainly can be connected with the throat center. And, of course, the fourth initiation has something to do with Saturn, which rules the throat center, and with Mercury, which rules Gemini. Anyway, you see what happens when you try to get the correspondences some place in some year. This may be worked out to greater satisfaction. And there's no time to do it right now. I can't stop the moving train. But maybe DK will give it in the pages ahead. Let's see. And advanced students will later find that there is a close cyclic interrelation between the seven planes of divine expression, the seven states of resultant consciousness, because DK has told us that every plane is really a state of consciousness, the seven crises leading to the expansion of consciousness, all of them do, even though the term expansion is listed under Capricorn, the seven initiations climaxing these expansions, and I think we might be able to find a way to do that. The seven centers wherein these results are realized. Perhaps if we let's look at the seven initiations. Well, you know, we'll start with ones of which we're pretty sure. The third initiation, Gemini, the fourth initiation, Leo, the fifth initiation. But there are seven initiations to be dealt with, aren't there? So, Scorpio, the second initiation, and, no, that shouldn't be first here for Leo, it should be fifth, although it is related to the first initiation, too. And, let's see, Virgo. Perhaps Virgo to initiation, well, let's see, Scorpio to the second initiation, and maybe we put them in order. We're going to be, end up with some extras, of course. At least this is reasonable, but it may not take account of the seven. Virgo, the first initiation. Now, what have we left out? Usually Libra is associated with decision, with the sixth initiation, and, Aries, right. That one works. Aries, the seventh initiation. And I did find a reference earlier. Of course, Aries is really connected with the logoic plane, and so is the seventh initiation, but there was a, if I could just remember, but we just dealt with it in terms of the seventh initiation in these, and it was Aries that was connected with this. I wonder if I can find something like this in the actual book, or was it my own conclusion? That's my fear, that it was my own conclusion, and that it's not in the book at all, but let's just see. Aries, seventh initiation. Well, there are two. However, we should be in the document to see that. Uranus, I don't think this is it, but it does mention the seventh ray, not seventh initiation. Let's see what we can do here if we go a little further. Yes, Aries begins the process and is the initiator of the process which leads to progress and at the end of the age, as it is now at the final seventh initiation. The initiator will work under the Lord of the constellation Aries. That's it. So, we're going to find an interesting thing here. At the end of the age, the initiator works under the constellation Aries. And before that, Capricorn. Therefore, what do we have left? Interestingly enough, Virgo, the sixth initiation. Well, that's not entirely out of place. Although the sixth initiation being the initiation of decision has a strong Libran connection to it, but Virgo rules the plane on which the monad is found. On which the monad is found. And so, at the sixth initiation, the monad, in most cases, is outward bound, except maybe for the path of earth service, to which Virgo would incline from a certain perspective, as it rules the soul of the world and has so much to do with Mother Earth. Mother Earth is, in a way, the Divine Virgin, in a way. My wife, Tuya, knows more about that one in the way she analyzes these things, some really brilliant mythological astrology coming out of her thoughts. I think this could be it. I think this is but I've already used Virgo. Oh my, this is a problem. What is left? Only Cancer, which is like individualization in the fifth kingdom. There is a very high meaning to Cancer as well, because it is connected with the eighth creative hierarchy, which is still on the logoic plane and has much to do with the solar angels, but I think that's just too high to consider. It is involved at various stages on the path of discipleship. Well, let's suppose it was this way. Let's copy this one over again and talk about the chakras that could be related. Now, I've already done that once, but maybe some insight into the seven initiations will help. I know that Cancer cannot be related to the sixth initiation. Virgo has a good reason for being so. But Cancer is the beginning, really. So when we're talking about the initiatory series, and we're definitely beginning with the initiatory series, I don't see anything that Cancer can be other than the first degree, where we're really entering, born into the kingdom of souls. And individualization is being born into. It's starting into a new kingdom, and Cancer is birth. So, okay, it could be. Now, what I'll do is I'll copy this, but I'll do it in a different color. And obviously, you know, I'm asking your patience. You're going to be thinking along with me. And I'm not saying my thinking is, well, you know, here's an attempt. Rather than just pass it by, one tries to think of how it might be. So the first initiation involves the sacral center. The second initiation involves the solar plexus center. The third initiation involves the Ajna center. And I'm not looking for, should be fourth. Okay, fourth initiation involves the right. The fourth initiation involves the heart center. We're going to see that not all of this will come out even, unfortunately. Fourth initiation involves the heart center. The fifth initiation, involves the basal spine center. We have not had that yet, have we? Sacral center for Cancer might not be bad, as it is the most material. So, you know, by doing this list, I may be correcting some of my estimations above. I don't know what center. Let's just say that the seventh initiation involves the entire crown center, involves the entire head center. And that fits well. with Aries. Now, when it comes to Virgo and the sixth initiation, can we talk of the heart in the head center? That's the question. And it is an interesting question. Oh, just one moment, and I'll get that correct. So can we talk here of Virgo is related to the heart and the head center as it gives, I don't know. It is ruled esoterically by Vulcan, which rules the heart of the sun. The heart of sun, which is correlated with the heart and the head center. So Virgo, the heart and the head center, and then the entire thousand petal lotus of the head center under Uranus and Aries. One of the two rulers, interestingly enough, two rulers come into connection with the esoteric moon of Virgo, and they are Vulcan and Neptune, both of which could easily be connected. Vulcan may be a little improbably, but he does say so. And as my old teacher used to say, love can. Vulcan, he liked to play with words and reverse things, but it gave an intuitional seed. Vulcan and Neptune both connected with the 12-petaled lotus in the head. Interestingly enough, Jupiter should be there too, and it's the other and higher ruler. Jupiter as ruler of the monadic plane and of Virgo hierarchically. Yes. So that, it could be Virgo. It cannot be Cancer. But Virgo is such a love sign in a way at this particular time. And the monad is ruled by Pisces in a way, because I leave the father's home and turning back I save. It's a redemptive mission, and Jupiter and Neptune are rulers of Pisces, so they're both associated with the number 12, and therefore they can be connected with the heart and the head center. Okay, and then of course Vulcan, and he says it's the heart of the sun. So that's maybe the way I would look at it. And then now I want to see if I dare go back and see how I looked at it before. Because I think I put, when I was not thinking of the initiations, they did provide kind of a corrective. So how I did it before, I think was incorrect. And I'm correcting my own thought right here in the process. The previous estimation now looks incorrect. And what was it? So maybe we can learn how we can correct our own thoughts. Some of it is similar. So this was, I'll put this in green now as I go farther down, and we'll really look for the rearrangement that must be made. Oh, good Lord. It's getting a little wild, isn't it? So I'll make this smaller. And I'll say these are in green, and I wonder if I got any of them correct. All right, we'll see. This will be in green, and I'll make it a little bit smaller to discriminate it. Well, the center of the base of the spine, and I'll just say this. Later assumption is Oh. Leo. Is that so? Well, it's at least we can contrast it, right? At least we can contrast these. Now, the next one is the sacral center, later Assumption, Cancer. Now we have the solar. I think I better put in italics what I'm looking for here. I hope you can follow this. This is correspondential heaven or hell, depending on how you look at it. The next one is the solar plexus, and I think I stayed. Later Assumption, Scorpio, the same. Then we went to the heart center, and I believe later Assumption, Gemini, the same. Then we went to the what will I call this little? Discussion below is an attempt to see the contrast between two sets of estimations concerning the relation of the seven signs of crisis to the seven centers. The latter, in red, look more correct. Okay. Right. Now we go to the Ajna Center, and looks to me like later Assumption, Capricorn, the same. Now we go to the Crown Center, and later Assumption, Aries, and that is definitely different. So, which ones were the same? Capricorn, Ajna, Gemini, Heart, and Scorpio, Solar Plexus, and the others were rearranged. Now, what is the value of all this? Not saying that I know which it is for sure, but, you know, working with the law of correspondences, trying to follow what Master DK suggested, that there is a relationship, an interrelation between the seven planes of divine expression. The logoic plane could be Leo or Aries. The seven states of resultant consciousness, as every plane is going to be a state of consciousness. The seven crises, all leading to expansions of consciousness. The seven initiations, that's what I tried to do. Trying to use this as a foundation from which to estimate the rulers of the chakras, the zodiacal correspondences to the chakras. Right. Okay. And so this is the list of initiations, and I think it's pretty good. Below is a fairly reasonable listing of possible correspondences between the seven signs of crisis and the seven initiations. Fairly reasonable. Gemini fourth initiation, not first. Although, you know, we do remember that at one point DK did talk about the relationship of Gemini to the first initiation. And probably we could Gemini First Initiation. Probably could find it. Let's see. Yep, the secret of Gemini has to be grasped at the first initiation, page 388. Because it is the mystery of the relation of the father, mother, and the child. The birth of the Christ child upon the physical plane is the consummating glory of the Gemini force. Well, okay, but in this series of crises, DK is talking about crucifixion. So, in relation to Gemini and renunciation, so although Gemini may be the crowning glory, the first initiation may be the crowning glory of the, how did he say it, consummating glory of the Gemini force, we have to consider Gemini in a different context. Then what I did is, okay, let me put this in yet another color, betraying some fourth-ray bias here at least, trying to keep things distinct. The following list connects the proposed relationship between the zodiacal signs of crisis and the seven centers. Okay. So Cancer, first initiation, sacral center, because, after all, that the sacral center is involved there, but the heart too as well, but, you know, mainly the sacral center. Scorpio, always main ruler, solar plexus, a lot of Mars, and Pluto has a solar plexus connection. Capricorn is the mountain, and the Ajna is the mountain top in certain respects. So the hierarchical ruler is Venus, which comes into play at the third degree, and Gemini rules crucifixion. And one of the rulers there, Mercury, is involved in the fourth degree. And renunciation, fourth degree, Leo. The fifth initiation, now this is the only, you know, I'd like to take it to the dome. Let's just put it. I would like to take Leo to the egoic plane and to the dome. But I run out of correspondences. To the dome. Maybe there is a relationship between the base of spine center and the dome. Well, of course there is. Can Leo be involved? You know, the fiery energies of Leo, can they be involved? There's a lot of fire in Leo, and fiery pain is involved. It's the only thing that's left for the correspondence. I can't put Virgo at the fifth initiation, but I can put it at the sixth initiation. And then we can talk about the heart and the head center and the various rulers of Virgo, which can easily be correlated with the heart and the head center. And finally, Aries, which, as I said, eventually will be connected with the seventh initiation and also will become the major sign of initiation. I feel like reviewing that little statement, Aries, seventh initiation. If I maybe spell it right, it might help. There are two places where we find it, and yes, and I'm going to copy this. Aries begins the process and is the initiator of the process, which leads to progress, and at the end of the age, as it is now at the final or seventh initiation, the initiator will work under instructions and with energies which emanate from the constellation Aries. Isn't it interesting that the word instructions is included? Work under instructions from the Lord of the constellation Aries. It's the great liberator. Yes, okay, so it's 304. We've already dealt with that. And a quotation, including Esoteric Astrology 304, at the end of the age, the initiator will work under instructions and with energies which emanate from the Lord of the constellation Aries. No question about it here, Aries is connected with the seventh initiation and with the Lagoric plane and with the Sea of Fire. So DK suggested that we try to make these correlations. And I have asked or beg or request, plead for your indulgence as I go on and try to make these correlations. Well, if anything, it may be an indication of how to think or how not to think. There is a lot of Mercury in this type of thinking, and it teaches us how to think correlationally, arranging and rearranging according to the law of correspondences, as much as we can fathom it. And even if my correspondences are incorrect, at least the method by which I try to reach them should be instructive. Either you will say, wow, that's something I want to do, or I'll never do that ever. Okay. And then finally, I reviewed, and I'm going to put this in purple just to kind of distinguish it. I reviewed what I first thought with what I later thought, and I discovered that only in three cases were they the same. So let's put it like this. Only in three cases were the assignments of the signs of crisis to the seven chakras the same. In the case of the solar plexus center, the heart center, and the ajna center. Kind of interesting because those three are a triangle in themselves and appear in meditation too, in discipleship in the New Age, when we are trying to bring the right condition into the group astral body. And when the energy of the soul triangle in its own color, is being employed in that meditation. And then finally, getting to number five, if I don't keep these in different colors, I'll be hopelessly confused. Getting to number five then, having looked at number four and the correlations, advanced students, whoa, give it a try anyway. A close cyclic interrelation. Of course, he doesn't say just a close relation. He says a close cyclic interrelation. But naturally, these different stages of consciousness proceed according to cycles. So the the different stages of consciousness stages of consciousness emerge cyclically, and so do initiations. Now DK gave us some cycles, and he said there was a cycle from the advanced intellectual into the accepted disciple, and the accepted disciple toward the higher self-initiated states. And he gave us another series of constellations changing some of the order, in which individualization led to discipleship, and then discipleship led to, again, to the advanced stages. We have been presented with some cycles. All of this is food for thought in the coming schools and for students more advanced than I am now. We all can hope to succeed ourselves, you know what I mean, become better. The seven centers wherein these results are realized. So number four, are you dizzy yet? Number four, the seven initiations climaxing these expansions. So this is interesting. I'll put it in this color. Crisis leads to expansion, and expansion to initiations. So right here, DK is showing us, DK is showing us important signs related to the seven initiations and to the chakras through which the expansion of consciousness in these initiations manifests. Very interesting. You know, you can understand that it only gets more and more complex and more and more simple at the same time. When you begin to see things the way Master DK sees things, it's all so intricate and yet intuitionally revelatory. So it all makes perfect sense, we might say, according to pure reason. It's an aspect of the Buddhic consciousness. It's along the second ray line. And we can just see the interconnections between things and realize we've been living in a darkened room. In the law of repulse, the darkened chamber is always an aspect of it. Not always, but, you know, the second ray type burrows like a mole until he finds his way into the darkness. The third ray type is surrounded by a multitude of threads and buried in fold and folds of woven goods. The weaver sits, no light can enter where he sits. And he sees by a little bit candle on his head in the fourth room, fourth ray type, he is the mixer, as he stood within his darkened chamber. A lot about light and dark in that law of repulse. And the fifth ray type lost himself in all the forms, and fear entered in. And the sixth ray type had a tunnel, and he had to break down that tunnel eventually and realize that the light is everywhere, within the heart and me and all that breathes and all that is. Something like that, pretty close to the quotation. And the seventh ray type is sitting facing a room of chaos. It's also, in a way, obscuring the beautiful room of ordered beauty which lies behind him. So always the darkened chamber is found, and as we emerge out of crisis, we emerge into the light. Well, what I'm going to do now is just say the following. That's wrong. I don't want to misnumber anything. Let's just say this is the end of Esoteric Astrology Adventure number 123A. Page what? Page 476. These are abstruse things and the beginning of Esoteric Astrology Adventure 123B for 76.